Soon, Manning and another lieutenant on Butler's staff, John Davenport, were managing the general's correspondence with Van Loo. McEntee, however, became disenchanted with his assignment. Setting up his spy base at Harper's Ferry, he quickly concluded that Sharp had banished him to a miserable and lonely outpost. He assembled nearly 24 agents to work for him and discovered what he told Sharp was a Union League of 40 more men in Loudoun County, Virginia, who were willing to supply him intelligence on Confederates around them and to venture into Shenandoah Valley to spy. McEntee's Union League, made up mostly of farmers, also agreed to work for free. But McEntee was soon homesick for the Army of the Potomac. He was one of Sharp's top performers, but it took more than a month before he gained Sigel's confidence, and the obtuse general would finally tell him where his men were deployed, let him in on his plans for using them, and allow him to supervise his army's Secret Service operation. Sending reports back to Sharp proved difficult, with couriers always in danger of being captured by rebel patrols. Even McEntee narrowly missed being nabbed by one and suffered a minor shrapnel wound when a shell exploded near him. Communication with Sharp likewise was spotty, which frustrated McEntee. And he was always going dead broke, he complained, when funds did not arrive on time for him and his agents. His Harper's Ferry landlord nearly evicted him because he had no money for the room rent. Sigel finally came to appreciate the information McEntee supplied him. The intelligence officer, though he considered Sigel a brave fellow, soon concluded the general was an inept commander. McEntee began sending Sharp as many reports on Sigel's movements, or lack of them, as he did on moves by Confederates in the valley. Quickly settling into his Culpeper Courthouse headquarters, Grant began preparing Meade's army to cross the Rapidan River and attack Lee on the other side in a showdown battle south of the Wilderness, whose thick pines and scrub oak had bedeviled Hooker a year earlier. For the Army of the Potomac to succeed, though, Grant needed to be able to track the movement of rebel forces south of the Rapidan. That became no easy job for Sharp. Through March and April, he had constant headaches pinpointing exactly where all Lee's army was, particularly the two divisions in Longstreet's corps, which Sharp knew had left Tennessee and had headed east. He messaged McEntee in early March to vent his frustration at being unable to track Lee as he had in the past. "There is considerable movement of the enemy," he wrote. "Their camps are disappearing at some points. You must be very active in the employment of everybody and everything. Telegraph me 3 times a day if there is the least thing to say."